cap quick and be out the game early. Unless they some smart ass pawns.
Yeah, this your heart. I'm out. I'd let this ride for a second. Alright, there we go. CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool and I represent Cool University. It is Tuesday, February 22nd. All I have to say is good day. This is the Daily Rap Podcast you know you need in your life. You know that. How are you today? How are you? How you feeling? Hopefully well. Now look, you know I don't ask for much. Before we get this motherfucker started, can you please subscribe for notifications, like the episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, or whatever you think is fair. You know I think 5 stars is nothing but fair. Most importantly, share this episode because you are part of a tribe that needs to grow. All thing extras regarding the episode today will be at cooluniversity.com. I'm really trying to keep these things daily. But I tell you one thing. In advance, cut me some slack, B. I got sick days. I'm going to have to take them. After a big holiday, don't look for your boy. Don't look for me. So I'm starting this thing up again, right? Second time around. The feedback that I got from you guys was absolutely amazing. The feedback I got from you was absolutely amazing. Now, I have not posted this on the internet yet. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to my voice right now, I either personally text you or personally slid in your DMs. But I think I might want to keep it at least for another week or so, just between me and you. This right here is just between me and you. But subscribe for the notification so that way I don't have to harass you first thing in the morning with the text message. I know it could get a bit much. How am I, you ask? I'm stressed, yo. I need to hear this Kanye album, man. It's my day's mission. Check this out. Yesterday, after I got off the air with you, I went to look at the damn stem player. And I was ready. But the Lord made the sight move so slow that my sense kicked in. And I thought, well, if I want to hear the album tomorrow, obviously, the stem player is not going to be here in time. So, shit, all right, maybe I'll save my $200. Then an article popped up saying that they had limited shows at the IMAX theater. Oh, shit. Jumped on the line. I'm trying to figure this out. Lincoln Center joint, Manhattan. Nothing open except one handicap seat. Way in the back. Now, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I said, yo, it'll be good to just take it all in, pause, from that particular spot. Looks like your boy's going to have to be handicapped. Soon as I get to this light, because I'm obviously looking at this and driving at the same time. How terrible am I? When I get to this light, I'm copping this seat. And I'm in there. Get to the light. Guess what happens? Fucking handicapped guy beat me to it. So I'm hurt. I'm hurt today, y'all, because I have to figure it out. My African cats on the Ave, where are you? We need you. Now's the time. Today's my mission, all right? That is my mission today. So, bear with me. I'll let you know how failure tastes tomorrow. Yo, enough of that yapping, right? You don't give a fuck, right? Who cares? You stupid ass about to buy a $200 stem player. Yeah, I was. Thank God for slow internet. Huh? 5G? Thanks. You saved me $200. Yo, let's get to this freestyle of the day. You already know who we coming with. This is CUNY Radio. When we get back, man, we're talking news.
Let's get it. Got nothing on me. Hey. Got nothing on me.
Yeah.
Look. 50
shots up in his neck, I won't let up. Ask the nigga, draw a Beretta. Shoot first and do yourself a favor. Report like I'm Craig Sager. Back out a nigga, ain't with the bluffing. Dread war, nigga, shoot you for nothing. 10 toes up on your body from drumming. SK, I have him run. It's Pop Smoke. It's that nigga from the floor, shit, bitch, right back. And I don't politic, cause niggas ain't like that. I drop a slip or two and get a light pack. And I don't care if you lose and still fight back. Manslaughter ain't homicides. Whole bunch of mamas cry. Whole bunch of niggas die. Looking up, I wonder why. Why niggas took my God? I'm still screaming R.I.P. to all my fallen soldiers. For now, I'm giving hot shells like tacos. Big boo, I'm nacho. Still ducking potholes and still dumping that Tahoe. I ain't going front, yeah, I'm a leader, man. I've been rolling beaters, man. Hit home runs like I'm Jeter, man. Pick pipes like I'm Peter, man. Dripped in Adidas, man. And that wish he would fit. Think about robbing me and you gon' catch a full clip. I'm on the floor seat where niggas keep that still around here. Couple lines, no folks, but gorillas round here. If you don't bang what I bang, then don't chill around here. Bullets sing, yeah, you fuck around, get killed around here.
Yes, sir. That was Pop Smoke and his world famous LA Leakers freestyle, man. Shout out to Justin Incredible and DJ Sour Milk. Yeah, well, last week, the 19th, marked his death anniversary as well. So I had to take the chance to play my guy Pop Smoke, man. Rate today's freestyle, man. Drop it in the comments, man. What do you think today? Rate. All right, where's Pop Smoke at in this whole thing, man? One being a waste, five being blaze. Tell me what you think. Don't be afraid. So sad that also 2 days in a row, my freestyles of the day are from Fallen Soldiers, man. But I had to rock that one. I had to rock that one. I couldn't let the day go by without it. Real quick, man, I want to get to some news. Let's just talk news, man. This is a good one. Afeni Shakur. That's right. Tupac's mother and the notable Black Panther is subject to be a biopic. Isn't that crazy? First reported by Variety, the movie will focus on a 2-year stretch from 1969 to 1971, beginning with the arrest of Afeni and 20 other Black Panthers on a conspiracy charge, ending now with the birth of, you know, the man, Tupac himself. Jamal Joseph, who was one of the Panther 21 arrested alongside Afeni, will serve as executive producer with Jasmine Guy. You know, she actually wrote Afeni's biography in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Dina LaPaul, who worked closely with the estate, will actually be the producer. Afeni's revolutionary views helped to really mold the mind of Tupac, you know, from a political and even a social standpoint. Also influenced what is now the Wake Me When I'm Free, the traveling museum in Los Angeles, centered around the life and legacy of Tupac Shakur. Now, Afeni, we know, died in 2016, but was such an influential member of the party and birthed one of the greatest people to ever do this thing called rap music. I gotta get to that museum, man. Have you been to that museum? Let me know. I really would like to go. It says traveling, so I don't know if it's gonna come through the NYC area. If it does, you know, I'm gonna let you know first. I'm really also just excited that her life is just worth being spoken about. You know, not just the mother of Tupac, but from a standpoint of where she put her beliefs on the line. You know, I'm a sucker for Black Panther stuff anyway. You know, I'm revolutionary with my shit on the weekends. No word on casting on who will actually play her. Help me out. Who do you think will play? Who do you think will be a great cast for Afeni Shakur? Who do you think they could cast for that? So yeah, that's cool. Keep on the lookout for that. I will keep you posted on when that is occurring. Digging in the crates lately, man. I want to get to some music, man. We'll get to some music. I've been digging in the crates lately, man. I miss some stuff. I miss stuff sometimes too, you know. Was looking for female rappers, man. That's kind of where I'm at. We need more female MCs, not just rappers. MCs. I found someone with a good balance, though. Her name is Callie. Actually, out of Georgia, traitor. Guess that name didn't sound that good. Callie, yeah, I get it. Callie's known, man, for one of her songs called Mm-mm, featuring this guy, ATL Jacob. She's got over 8 million plus streams on her Spotify account, so she's out here. Pretty new to me. But she released her first album, This Why They Mad Now, back in 2021. I think this record has potential to be large in the concept is off the chain. So I wanted to share it with you, man. It's featuring Young Blue. It's called You On You. When we get back, we got a little bit more news and we're talking this Currency project. All right? Cali, Young Blue, You On You. CUNY Radio.
You gon' make me pull a You On You. You got a bitch, I got a nigga, so I guess we playing 2-on-2. Swear you guilty of everything you say I do. What I do, it ain't your business when they ask you, but I'm the fool. You gon' make me pull a You On You. You gon' make me pull a You On You. Oh, you thought you was playing me, guess what, I play too. Play dumb, so you thought that I'd never play you. I ain't the type that's gon' sit around crying when I know good and damn well you lying. Every time my phone ring, it say Britney, it be Tim. And I know your ass be capping like a brim. And you know your partner Slim, the one that drive that Hellcat with the rims. He be working me out when I say I'm at the gym. We on the same thing, you blaming me, I'm blaming you, that's just the blame game. Yeah, it's a two-way street, we in the same lane. Play you for you, play me, that's just my mom's heart. But you still mine, babe. You gon' make me pull You On You. You got a bitch, I got a nigga, so I guess we playing 2-on-2. Swear you guilty of everything you say I do. What I do, it ain't your business when they ask you, but I'm the fool. You gon' make me pull You On You. You gon' make me pull You On You.
She said, hey, twin, if you gon' do the shit I do, you better do it big. Better yet, this shit might be my fault, but we gon' talk about what I did. I say, pull up, she dropped the pin. I'm thinking with my dick again. Licked out a tongue and did a spin. Yeah. Told you it wasn't nothing, we was just friends. She like, you lying again. And I say, I'm sorry, girl, let's try this again. I'm your little point guard, I'ma shoot my shot. She say, I'm toxic, you acting like you not. And she so like that. That hit me super fast. She know that pussy bite back. Got me like woosah. So I'm like, yeah, you probably got a few chances if you nasty. If you can't give me good head, then you can vanish. I would've gave her a plan B, but I planned it. I'm so nasty.
This nigga stupid. Dumbass. He swear I'm playing him, but he can't prove it. If you did it, what make you think I can't do it?
I can do it.
Better catch me if you can before you lose me. Can't have me looking stupid. Nah, I'm too discreet. Yeah. Now you try to tell me you was for the streets. Everything I say you did, I got receipts. Shit you try to hide, I already see. Always heard love is blind, but I'm naive. Far from naive. Fuck you mean, the realest on your team. Shit, we in the same lane. Play you for you, play me, that's just my mom frame. But you still mine, babe.
You gon' make me pull a You On You. You got a bitch, I got a nigga, so I guess we playing 2-on-2. Swear you guilty of everything you say I do. What I do, it ain't your business when they ask you, but I'm the who.
Yeah, man, Cali featuring Young Blue, You On You. I think this song will be extremely triggering to men. Bitch, what you talking about? How you make a song like that? It's me and you forever. That's gonna have some men mad as hell, but I do know that it is a good song. I think the vibe is nice, and I believe Young Blue really came to play as far as that feature. Actually stayed on topic. That's a thing too, guys. Features. You have to stay on topic, okay? Don't talk about no other shit. All right? Stay with me. So shout out to Young Blue for staying on the road. We'll get to a little bit of news, man. Kodak Black speaking out after his Super Bowl party shootout. 24-year-old took to Instagram Live to discuss the shooting incident, man. It occurred at outside the Nice Guy restaurant in LA, of course. In early hours of February 11th, following a Justin Bieber concert, three other men were shot, but their injuries were non-threatening, non-life-threatening. Of course, man, Kodak had to talk some shit, right? Had to quarterbacks get sacked too. He sat in, you know, in the video with his leg all wrapped up. At the end of the day, niggas ain't hiding this shit, Kodak says. It's what it is. Screenshot it. Be happy about it. Whatever. Hooray. Celebrate this motherfucker. You heard me? About time. The rapper continued on. I done stood up in shootouts. Multiple shootouts. And never been scratched. Just got a little scratch. Oh, Jess Franklin. Where are you? So my friend Jess Franklin always used to say, I don't know how I feel about this. That was his famous line. You don't know how I feel about this. That's exactly how I feel about this shit. Listen, you know what kills me? And it's one of my like biggest pet peeves. Well, first things first, I have never been privy to the experience of being in an actual shootout that people were aiming at me. I've been around some shots going off, but they wasn't worried about me. But my biggest pet peeve is when rappers get shot and then they come talking shit about it. You understand how lucky you are to have just been shot in the leg? You're a lucky motherfucker. Kids, if you're at home, if you get shot, sit your ass down. Don't try that at home, kids. It's album time, yo. All right, enough of the foolishness, yo. It's album time. Today, we're talking an artist that really, really earned my respect. Currency with The Alchemist Continuance is the project, man. Jet Life. I couldn't wait to talk this album. One of the smoothest flows in the business and getting better. He's in my category with Jim Jones, how they just keep getting nicer over time. The intro, from the intro, you know I'm a sucker for an intro. Straight bars. And I rated his last project too. So he's definitely a friend of the show. In an interview, Alchemist talked about the efficiency in which Currency records. So he says like he'll do two songs and just want to put them right out that night. Alchemist obviously wasn't such a fan. You know, he's like, yo, man, I want to mix them and everything. And, you know, Currency really stood up saying, yeah, I feed my fan base so frequently. Like, shit like that doesn't even matter. Just, you know, but that type of drive turned into this beautiful project that we have here. Now, one thing that I have to lead with, some of the verses of the year are actually on this project. You hear me? He really was ripping. Son, he was going hard. Every record. You hear me? Really quick jams though. 13 songs, 38 minutes. That's a quick little listen. You had a verse from Havoc from Mobb Deep. That was fire on there. That's a track with Wiz Khalifa, I believe, on that same record. Babyface Ray joint was fire. You know, the guy out of Detroit. Fire, fire, fire. Jodeci Sex Tape. That's a record. Fire. I love how he always says like the same hooks. Like he'll use the hook at the end of the song. Like the same. That's actually very, very clever and great from a marketing standpoint. Oh, Larry June sighting. I've never really heard them work together. So that was really good to see San Francisco's Larry June jump in on it. So I gotta be real. I believe the verses really held this project up. Alchemist, I love Al. But Al has a very slow, well, at least as far as this project was concerned, he delivered very slow records. Currency's flow is already super duper slow. So it's kind of easy to get lost with inside if you're not totally listening for what Currency has to say, like myself is. So totally unlike the Cardo project he did just a couple months ago. It was even hard to kind of find a record that I thought I believe like the project was really so slow. It was really, really, really hard to find a record that I wanted to share that I felt like had that vibe that me and you were looking for. Just happened to be the last record, and it's called Cool in the Gang, right here on CUNY Radio.
I don't need no one. Do it for me now. The rest for me.
My son too young to know that he a prince. I'm so grateful I had him when I was rich. Growing up, having nothing was a bitch. I tell him about it though, he ain't gonna have to experience it. Scatter man gave priest his last scholarship. They wanted him to lay it all on the line again. The love made him do it, gloves on when they moved it. They ain't want their fingerprints sticking to a quarter length mink in the passenger seat of my home in Buick. I got a call about a bag and he gon' bring me to it. Record label offices, I been through them. They give you a million, then they treat you like a second class citizen. I'm here to tell you, you could be as big as them or even bigger than. Just cut out the middle man. It take hearts, it take smarts, it take a boss to learn from taking a loss. It takes heart, it takes smarts, it takes a boss to learn from taking the loss. It takes heart, it takes smarts, it takes a boss to learn from taking the loss. I keep them stashed around the city. Middle of the night, I got a bad thing riding with me. Or maybe two, they ain't tripping. I never let a pussy nigga trick me out of my position. A lot of lies is riding on my existence. I get high, I plot on how to keep getting it. A lot of niggas run, you not really your niggas. Like they allergic to doing credible business. It's a sickness, no kidding. That's a Bentley, no sinless. That's a friendly, don't steal them. I put rims on both Benzes, neither one of them driven. In the studio, too busy. And it takes heart, it takes smarts, it takes a boss to learn from taking the loss. It takes heart, it takes smarts, it takes a boss to learn from taking the loss. It takes heart.
Yeah, man, Currency, we're Cool in the Gang. I tell you, man, I think these bars literally saved this project. I love Al. I love Al. These bars that he spit on this project, I definitely think carried the way. Continuance by Currency, really, really, really getting better with time every fucking time. So look, I say this because I got to rate this thing, right? Yesterday, my big crit rating was 3.5 based off of me not selfishly not getting what I wanted out of the project. You know, silly me. I feel very similar when it comes to this Currency project. The record, like I said previously, that had been produced by Cardo was just genius. It was like, I think it might have been 10, 11 songs, whatever, but it was fucking genius. This, I think, had elements of genius, but very slow to the pace, which I wanted to just, if it was going to be slow, maybe some of the beats could have had more of a bang to it. But I will say some mastery on the record, on the writing tip from Currency. I'm going to go 3.6, and I'm going to go 3.6 because do I have the ability to maybe listen to it again? Yes. Do I still feel that Currency carried the project? Yes, I do. So I'm going to go 3.6. Very slow mood, but what do I know? You do yourself a favor. Go stream Currency Continuance right now. Come on, man. Tell me I'm wrong. Sometimes I be fucking up, you know? Go stream, go put food on the table, because we truly want to keep the art going. Aw, man, I got to bust a couple of moves, starting with trying to figure out how we're going to listen to this Kanye album, because it drops today, and I don't know how I'm going to handle that. But I go by the name Corey Cool, man, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on WHPC, the voice of NCC, 90.3 FM, if you are in the Long Island area. If you are not, don't even worry about it. You can download the iHeart app or the Odyssey app.
search WHPC, and this is Thursdays, every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. My guys, Cigars and Whiskey, Ron, G Blanc, KB, these guys are talking relationships and dating like no other. Their episodes drop every Tuesday on all streaming podcast streaming platforms. They also go live on YouTube Friday nights on the YouTube page, Cigars Whiskey, at Cigars Whiskey. I got my work cut out for me, okay? Because I'm hoping that tomorrow we could be talking this Kanye thing. If we don't, I got something else for you. I might be looking at this Yeats album, which is actually number one on iTunes right now. Okay, so either way, we are talking new music when I see you later. All right, look, from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. I'm gonna see you tomorrow.